Social media offers a big opportunity to brag about yourself. But should you? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Erin Amara, associate professor and the director of the graduate program in general psychology at the University of Dayton, explains how being a braggart might not be the best way to get more friends.
So tell me about yourself. This question, though simple to ask, is much more complicated to answer. You might be tempted to answer it by bragging about your abilities, describing the things you're best at, or something that you do better than most people. But that kind of self-promotion can backfire. Researchers in the 1980s found people have negative reactions to bragging when there's no evidence to back up those claims. People react more favorably, though, when bragging is supported by evidence. But being modest, saying that you're average at something when the evidence shows you're actually great at it, makes you the most likable. My colleague Benjamin Coons and I wanted to re-examine if the research from decades ago still holds true among younger generations, who scholars say have higher self-esteem and narcissism. We designed several studies to compare statements someone might make about being a friend or being smart. In the first, participants read, "I'm a better person to be friends with than others are," or "I'm as good a person to be friends with." Next, some participants read a testimonial supporting the claim, some read a testimonial proving it inaccurate, and some received no additional information. In another study, people read, "I'm smarter than other students," or "I'm as smart as other students." Then they were told the person making the statement was ranked first among their class, ranked in the middle, or they received no evidence. You might expect that we'd find a shift in how people perceive self-promotional claims because self-promotion has become ubiquitous on social media. But in reality, our studies confirmed what researchers found 30 years ago. A person claiming to be average when the evidence shows they're superior is liked best. In other words, modesty is still the best policy.
That was Erin Amara of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.